Welcome to Sustainable Business Weekly Podcast. I will be your host today. My name is Jerry Kelly with Solar Solutions by PSI and ProfessionalSupplyInc.com. Today, our podcast, we go back to the beginning of professional supply. We will lead it up to the birth of Solar Solutions, listening in with Tom Kaiser in his interview with Fortune Magazine for an upcoming issue.
But what I wanted to do was take you back in time,
right?
So here we go. As you know, when you heard us talking yesterday, that when I got into business, everywhere I went, Dave, steam, steam, steam. Steam here, steam there, steam there. And okay, why? Well, it must have grown, especially after World War I. It must have been the predominant safe method of getting energy distributed into buildings, into residences, into kitchens, and been user-friendly. So steam is really a big part of our culture. You now know steam is an energy. It's nothing more than an energy, and it's made by man. Mm-hmm. It's not a fuel. Therefore, it don't need a chimney. Mm-hmm. So when we started getting around the thermodynamics of steam, the energy usage of a client to have steam, we found out that the thought was that the heating and ventilation would be a good portion. We thought that the process loads would be a good portion.
What are the process loads?
And the process loads to you would be the kitchen, the domestic hot water mm-hmm. for the kitchen, domestic hot water for the locker room, mm-hmm. and the rinse tanks that wash off stuff out back, mm-hmm. the hot water wash, anywhere where you needed heat and or steam other than heat and vent.
Right.
All right. Then you have auxiliary steam. Auxiliary steam is the steam it takes to have steam at the load. Auxiliary steam is the energy required to keep the main steam line hot. Auxiliary steam is the steam that it takes to have pressure in the pipe, because steam don't have a pump. So if there ain't no pump, and steam has got to have enough pressure to burst the pipe to make it travel.
Yeah.
So if you're into where I'm going, into the physics of pressure, the steam engine in my world is what generated all this. Mm-hmm. The efficiency mm-hmm. of inertia.
Okay.
So we started looking at the idea of a long time ago of going into people's existing energy circles, looking at what they paid, looking at simply the utility bills, looking at then the strategy, how did they do it? So under existing, we looked at the cost of steam, we looked at the cost of compressed air, and then, as you know, in electric's used in many different areas, that whatever needs lights and whatever needs motors. So what I did years ago was started developing potential energy circles. And these potentials, you can see on the right, were nothing more than my way in marketing to you as a client or an audience that in the feasibility study, we market these two circles showing potential, okay? And we'd also identify as a boilerplate the differences. You know, Kaiser, what do you mean? How does compressed air go from $1 million to 600,000? And how does gas replace steam, you know, from 2 million to 900,000? So I wanted to share this with you because I'm about to take you way back in time. So when you get into everybody's different cycle, we now look at the potential. And I wanted to orientate you, Dave, that this is a major part of our business, and isn't it funny? It still is. These slides you're seeing were developed way back in 1980, 81. And here I am, 2006, showing them to you. Years ago, 1980, I was introduced to a really neat, innovative change. Talk about resistance. I didn't invent it. You can't believe how people didn't want to do this. But get you ready? This is a boiler that runs like a V2 rocket engine. The inventor was actually a guy out of Germany. Came over to an American company in New Jersey, developed what they call the pulse boiler. Look how small it is. Look how small that boiler is. The marketing campaign was, this thing will save you money. I didn't develop these slides. I just used them. And the interesting part was that this boiler no longer needed a chimney. What? The boiler no longer needed a chimney. It had an air supply pipe, and it had an exhaust pipe, just like a car. And it could take air in, feed the boiler air, no longer needed air out of your house. And then after it was all done using the air for combustion, it would exhaust it outside through a little one inch plastic pipe, right? So in 1980, you mean, Mr. Engineer, if I go to work as a concept designer through PSI, I don't need chimneys? No, don't need a chimney. Now in 1984, I'm now an expert with this, right? When I walked into Ford Motor and said it's time to turn off chimneys, they threw me out. They physically had security throw me out. So I want to make sure you get it. When you hear me talk today, no chimney, liquid chimney. Where's he going? Well, these are terms that I inherited. These aren't terms I make up, all right? So we got a new jet engine. You can imagine my infatuation. We got a new jet engine that brings in air, mixes it with fuel, explodes it, and serpentines it like thrust out of the back of an engine. I said, yeah, are you kidding me? So I immediately become an expert by passion, not for money, but for passion. I become an expert intrigued with this new technology.
So as you see, 25 years ago, PSI had green in all its innovative energy solutions and continues today to be a leader in energy savings and saving the environment at the same time. Thank you. And once again, please visit us at www.solarsolutionsbypsi.com and professionalsupplyinc.com. So as you see, 25 years ago, PSI had green in all its innovative energy solutions and continues today to be a leader in energy savings and saving the environment at the same time. Thank you. And once again, please visit us at www.solarsolutionsbypsi.com and professionalsupplyinc.com.